Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When it comes to home insurance, Geico works for you. And since I'm the Geico Gecko, I'm here working for you too.
Hey Gecko, can you record my voicemail greeting?
No problemo.
You've reached the amazing Rita. She's probably busy right now teaching music theory to neighbourhood birds or telling a total stranger how they can bundle home and car insurance with Geico to get the discounts they deserve. But rest assured, she'll get back to you once she's done brightening her little corner of the world.
Did that sound all right?
Nailed it. No notes.
Let Geico work for you. Get more with Geico.
If you're a podcaster, voiceover artist, or content creator looking for hyper-realistic AI-generated voices, you need to check out Fish Audio. Ranked among the top 2 most realistic voice generators in 13 languages, Fish Audio lets you create high-quality voiceovers with just a few clicks. It's open source friendly, super fast, faster than 11 labs, and best of all, affordable with the lowest prices in the market. Whether you need multilingual voice cloning, real-time speech-to-speech conversion, or professional quality narration, Fish Audio has got you covered. Check out fish.audio and start creating with AI-powered voices today by clicking the link in the episode description.
Bezos basically wants to own the whole economy, yeah. Right?
You think he will?
I kind of think he will. I kind of think that in like 10 years, Jeff Bezos owns every single thing there is.
Amazon's this trillion-dollar tech company, closing 30% of our stores and malls and paying zero in taxes.
How much of the internet do you run?
It's a good question. It's a lot, though.
When Jeff Bezos founded Amazon, he originally considered naming it Relentless, and even registered the domain name Relentless.com, which is still active to this day. However, when friends told him the name sounded a bit sinister, he changed it. Fast forward to present day, and Bezos is the richest man in modern history and has gone from being one man in an office to running a trillion-dollar global empire. And whilst the story of Bezos and Amazon is undeniably inspiring, the real question is, where does this story end? Because now more than ever, the name Relentless seems like the perfect fit.
Amazon is expanding its presence in the smart home market. The e-commerce giant announced yesterday it has officially closed the deal to buy the home security device company Ring. It's a reported $1 billion acquisition.
Sold the Washington Post for $250 million to Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos.
Amazon this week announcing a very big move into the pharmacy business. It sent shockwaves through the industry.
$1 billion acquisition of PillPack.
Amazon making a big deal in the self-driving car space.
The price that Amazon paid was north of $1 billion.
Sold it to Amazon for over $1 billion.
Amazon is buying Whole Foods for nearly $14 billion.
It's time to go back to the moon, this time to stay.
Okay, let's back up a little. Amazon started from humble beginnings in 1994, selling books on the internet, and they even used to ring a bell in the office every time they got a sale. But over the next couple of decades, Amazon expanded into almost every product category there is, earning it the nickname the Everything Store, with well over 350 million different products available to buy. And when you think of Amazon, this is probably what comes to mind: Amazon.com, the online e-commerce giant. However, the shopping component of Amazon is just a tiny fraction of what it does. And sure, it's normal for businesses to buy out competitors and expand into new markets, but let's just take a step back to see exactly how large Bezos' Amazon empire actually is, and what that could mean for our future. For a start, they have Amazon Web Services, their computing and cloud services business that essentially powers a huge portion of the entire internet. including Netflix, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, and even the CIA. In fact, when AWS has a major outage, it can sort of feel like the internet is down, and even vacuums and doorbells on the network can stop working. Amazon has also entered the streaming service business, buying the rights to not only many thousands of popular movies, TV shows, and live events, but also creating their own originals. In fact, Amazon Studios became the first streaming service to receive a Best Picture Oscar nomination for one of its original movies.
Amazon is represented at the Academy Awards. Amazon is the first streaming service nominated for Best Picture.
And the Golden Globe goes to Transparent, Amazon Instant Video.
I want to thank Amazon, Jeff Bezos.
To Amazon, my new best friend.
Jeff Bezos is here.
Oh!
Jeff Bezos.
Wow, great actor.
Jeff Bezos is so rich, he got divorced, and he's still the richest man in the world.
And with billions more dollars reportedly due to be spent next year, it seems production will keep expanding. And they aren't just stopping at video streaming. They're big players in the music streaming space too, taking on the likes of Spotify and Apple Music. Which fits very nicely with the fact Amazon is also one of the industry leaders in the smart speaker market. And suddenly you start to realize the genius here in the way that so many of their products and services interlink. If you become a member of their subscription service, Amazon Prime, you become part of the Amazon ecosystem. You probably buy a Fire Stick to watch your Prime Video movies, which you can control with your Amazon Alexa, which you bought from Amazon.com, which runs on Amazon Web Services. There's this synergy between everything that means once you're in, you're unlikely to leave because everything is connected. And this is just going to keep expanding. For example, they've announced plans for an online pharmacy with discount pharma prices available for Prime members. And as Amazon systematically tries to embed itself in almost every area of your life, from managing your photos to delivering your groceries, it's understandable some people have concerns about the sheer amount of data Amazon is going to have on you. But the thing is, right now we're just talking about some of the popular consumer products and services under the Amazon label. In terms of Amazon's overall empire, we haven't even begun to scratch the surface yet. For example, Amazon are developing cutting-edge AI facial recognition technology that they're selling direct to law enforcement, which on one hand is helping police find criminals, but on the other hand is largely untested and unregulated, yet they've also had talks about selling it to Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the US military.
Bezos himself has made it clear that he sees Amazon playing a critical role in national security, as well as in commerce.
We are going to continue to support the DoD, and I think we should. And if big tech companies are going to turn their back on the U.S. Department of Defense, this country is going to be in trouble.
And this isn't Amazon's first dealing in this area at all. A BBC documentary about Amazon claimed that police have turned into Avon salespeople for Amazon Ring, a product which markets itself as a smart video doorbell with a built-in camera and Wi-Fi that police are now recommending to people for security. Amazon are also currently working on other futuristic projects like drone deliveries and AI robots for the home. Ironically, in 2018, a Guardian article wrote that of the top 10 US industries by GDP, Amazon has a finger in all but real estate. In 2019, articles started popping up about Amazon entering real estate. Even websites you may currently use yourself, like IMDb and Goodreads, are subsidiaries of Amazon. The thing is, Bezos has managed to brand Amazon in a way where no market is off limits for them.
It's dangerous not to evolve. If you want to ensure your extinction, cease to evolve.
In other words, they have incredible brand elasticity, where Amazon can enter any market and people will go, yeah, I guess that makes sense. For example, if other huge brands like Coca-Cola or Samsung said they were opening physical grocery stores, it would be kind of weird. But when Amazon say that, it's not even surprising. Which brings us on to Amazon's plans to not just beat the high streets, but to become the high streets. In case you haven't seen, Amazon is planning to reinvent the physical shopping experience as well.
No lines, no checkout. No, seriously.
Likewise, when you hear Amazon are planning to launch more than 3,000 satellites into orbit to supply the world with high-speed internet, that's not that surprising either. Same with their plans for a 3 million square foot air hub for the fleets of planes they've been buying, or their purchase of self-driving car company Zoox. Again, whilst these big projects all seem unrelated, you can also see how these different pieces may or later connect together. For example, driverless vehicles delivering your Amazon packages. Because vertical integration is definitely at the heart of Amazon's success. They essentially want to own the whole supply chain. They want to make the product themselves, store the product themselves, sell the products through their own platform, accept payment with their own payment gateway, and then deliver the products with their own delivery teams. And I just want to be clear, from a customer perspective, I love Amazon. I think what they're doing is exciting, and obviously I don't actually think Bezos is some kind of supervillain, even if he does look a bit like one. But I do think it's easy to see why there's some concern about Bezos entering so many different markets, given the incredible amount of resources he and Amazon have. And no, currently they don't match the definition of a monopoly in any of the markets they're in, because they do have plenty of competition. In fact, Amazon's competition is almost everyone. However, what some people think is the problem is that so many of their competitors depend on Amazon. A lot of their competitors use Amazon Web Services or sell their products through Amazon.com's third-party seller marketplace. And whilst they technically have the choice to do that, let's look at an example. Many book publishers have had negotiations with Amazon over ebook pricing, to which Amazon can essentially dictate the price they want. Because if the publishers don't agree, Amazon can simply stop showing the books from that publisher, causing their sales to tank, since most people buy books from Amazon. Likewise, with individuals selling their own products through Amazon, many have reported that if they find a hit product that's selling well, Amazon will simply create their own version of the product and show it higher up in search results. And if the original seller lowers their prices to try and compete, Amazon will just lower their price as well. In fact, for many years, Amazon prioritized growth over profit and have a track record of temporarily making a loss on items in order to be cheaper than competitors. So competitors go out of business, and then Amazon can re-raise their prices if they want. And whilst this can be harsh, it's nothing new. Some economists would say it's simply good business. But others may say, Amazon being both a platform and a retailer that sells through that same platform is a dangerous conflict of interests, and that the anti-competitive tactics used by Amazon are cause for concern.
We're going to price products competitively, and if that means on that product that we lose money, that's okay.
And of course, given Amazon's seemingly infinite resources and connections, it's not exactly unrealistic to imagine that Amazon's dominance in almost every market is going to keep growing and growing until Jeff Bezos essentially wins capitalism. So, you could argue, Amazon's biggest competition and threat is probably the government, and some senior figures are already raising big concerns about Amazon's dominance. Technically, Amazon don't violate any antitrust laws right now, but that's partly because their tactics hurt other businesses, not customers. In fact, Amazon's leverage over its competitors is mostly leading to lower prices for the end consumer. So it raises the interesting question of whether Amazon's continued growth is a good thing. Some people would say if Amazon keep innovating, keep lowering prices, keep improving delivery speeds, then that's what matters. After all, they are renowned for incredible customer service and putting the consumer first. But some other people would say, at what cost? Are their employees being treated fairly to achieve those great results? And if independent stores can't compete, does that hurt our communities and small business owners? Especially when you consider Amazon get massive tax breaks for their innovative programs, which small businesses simply can't compete with. Additionally, some people argue that the vast amount of data Amazon has on everyone, from all these different companies and products they have, allows them to understand consumers in a way that most companies simply can't, which will allow Amazon to continually stay ahead of the game. And finally, in even more extreme cases, some people would argue we should all be wary of trusting Amazon at all.
Rachel Greer worked in product safety at Amazon and worried that the site was being flooded with untested and potentially unsafe products.
Are there proper warnings? Has it been safety tested for durability? If a child chews on it, will the paint come off? Is that paint leaded?
Most people would assume that there is a pretty high safety standard on Amazon.
And that assumption would be incorrect.
More than half of all sales on Amazon's main shopping site come from third-party sellers who send their items into Amazon and Amazon handle the rest because of their incredible infrastructure. But Amazon's terms and conditions state third-party sellers are responsible for the safety of these items, not Amazon themselves. And this concerns some people because a lot of these third-party sellers are not big established businesses, they're just random individuals trying to make some money on the side. And so if they send in counterfeit or faulty items, it's entirely possible they will get mixed in with genuine items in the Amazon warehouse. And so you're never fully sure who provided the item you're buying and whether it's authentic. And again, I just want to stress, I buy from Amazon regularly, and I don't mean this as an attack on Amazon, but I do think all of this is interesting to consider. If Amazon is going to have so much control and power, do they also need more responsibility? I'd be curious to hear your thoughts in the comments. However, for me personally, the final and most interesting question of all is, what is Jeff Bezos's endgame? Admittedly, most of his wealth is currently tied up in shares, but there's still no question that he has more money than anyone could ever spend in a lifetime, and yet he continues to work incredibly hard and shows no signs of slowing down at all. I think it's clear Bezos wants to keep expanding into even more industries and keep buying out even more companies. In other words, he wants to stay relentless. And this has actually led to him coming under a lot of scrutiny recently, especially as he doesn't seem to give as much of his money away to charity as some might expect.
Amazon's top guy, Jeff Bezos, he has donated $690,000 to the Australian Wildlife Recovery Fund, I guess you can call it. He's getting slammed for it because people think that he should have given more.
Well, he gave nearly $150 million to charitable causes last year as well, but some say that's not enough.
So, you start to wonder, what is he going to do with all that wealth and power? And this could be the answer.
I think the most important work that I'm doing, and I get increasing conviction on this with every passing year, is the work I'm doing at Blue Origin on space travel.
Even from just 5 years old, Bezos says he's been fascinated by the idea of space travel, and so is spending an increasing amount of time and money on his space company, Blue Origin. According to their website, they say we must go to space to tap its unlimited resources and energy. And so you start to think that perhaps world domination is not the end goal for Jeff Bezos, at least not this world. If you enjoyed this video, then I have some great news for you. There's a back catalogue of lots of other similar videos already on this channel you can go and watch for free right now. There's lots of new videos on the way too, so please turn on the notification bell if you want to see them. But until then, thank you so much for watching. You are a legend. I'll see you next time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.